To the end of Perek Chaf Ches, Rof Ishri Chag as well, correct. Sunday Ishri Chag. Okay, we're up to Pasuk Chav Gimel, Mishlei Perek Chaf Ches, Pasuk Chav Gimel. Just one thing I left out, I wanted to mention yesterday, Perek in Pasuk Chav Beis, it's a timely halacha. In Pasuk Chav Beis, it says, Nival Lahoin Ishra, Ra'oin, Velo Yeda Ki Cheser Yivayenu. The Medrash interprets this specifically in reference to Shavis. Okay, we know that in Parashas Michal Kosai, the Torah warns us that if a person is not Nizar in the laws of Shavis, he will suffer greatly. One thing leads to another. We'll first have to sell off some of his assets. Then he'll have to sell his children as slaves. Ultimately, he'll have to sell himself. And then he'll be presented with a dilemma of becoming a nirtza. Okay, so this is what it says in the end of Parashas Pichu Kaisai, and the Medrash reads all that into the Pasuk here in Pasuk Chaf Beis. Why was he not careful with the laws of Shvius? Why did he engage in commerce illegally in the year of Shvius to take from the produce of land and sell it and market it? It's because he's Nival Lahoin. Ish ra'ayin. It all starts with an ish ra'ayin. He does not have faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide for him after Shemitah v'tzivisi esperchosi bashanah hashishis v'yasas l'shloish hashanim. He does not have that confidence. That lack of confidence all leads to nivol lahoin. He is in a state of bahala, in confusion, and he desires to do what is the Torah does not allow to do. V'lo yeda, he does not realize ki cheser yivoenu, that this will result in the ultimate degree of lacking. What's the cheser? As we mentioned, he'll have to sell his assets, he'll have to sell himself, sell his children as slaves. That is no greater cheser than selling yourself as a slave, especially against the backdrop of Pesach, Avodim Hayinu Lefaro. This is the ultimate gnus. Maschil b'gnus, Messiah b'shvach. The ultimate gnus is to be an eved, not to be your own man, to be a slave to someone else. That's the ultimate cheser, the ultimate lacking thing a person can have, his independence. And that's what the Medrash here in the Tanchuman Parshas Behar. Parshas Behar, I told you Parshas Pichu Kosai, I'm sorry, Behar Pichu Kosai and Behar. The two parashas we do normally read together, but that's where it all mentions this entire thing, because into this pasuk. Okay, now we go to pasuk Chav Gimel. Pasuk Gimel says, "Mechich Adam Acharei Chain." Mechich Adam Acharei Chain Yimsa. He will find Chain Mi Machalik Lashon, more so than a person who has a smooth tongue. Now, what does this pasuk mean? First of all, before we go further, there's a very big disagreement in the Balei Mesora if the correct pronunciation is acharai or acharei. Now, acharai means after me. There's a person speaking. The person speaking seemingly is Shlomo HaMelech, the one who composed Mishlei. And he's saying, if you give Musar to a person, acharai, it's Pasuk of Gimel, Peruch of Ches, Pasuk of Gimel, then Yimsa, then Chein Yimsa. You have nothing what to worry about. You will find Chein. People will like you. Much more so than a person who has a smooth tongue. A smooth tongue is giving you compliments, is saying all the nice things, saying what you want to hear. So it's al derech hateva. Those are the people that we like to speak to. We like to speak and hear people that are always singing our praises. We don't like to hear people who are giving us musar, giving us criticism. The pasuk says that this world does not operate al derech hateva. Ultimately, what will happen is the person who gives musar will be the one that you will come to like. You will come to find chenin, and the one that's a sweet talker you'll come to hate. Why? Because the one that's giving musar is speaking the emes, and when the day is over, MS stands. A person speaks with sincerity, with concern, he will ultimately be loved. But a person is a sly or a sweet talker, he just wants to butter you up to get your money or some other thing, other agenda, that will not end well. Now,
we see this as you know, Kodesh Baruch Hu, unless you're going to read the medicine, that also did not tell the truth. Somebody, Avraham Avinu, Sarah said, that's one, right?
That Lama's no, Hashem said the truth. Sarah was the one who didn't say the truth.
Hashem didn't tell Abraham that Sarah said you're an old man.
So not saying is not equivalent to lying. Hashem just left out some details. That Adoni Zokain Sarah Lamazet Sochakos Sarah Lemar Ho'af Umdam Eleid Va'ani Zokanti. I am old.
She said Adoni Zokain.
So she also said Va'adoni Zokein. Va'adoni Zokein. So Hashem just left out that she also said Va'adoni Zokein. But it doesn't mean that Hashem lied.
No, I mean Hashem didn't tell it the way it was.
He didn't. Okay. Inachanami. So Meshanin Mipnei Darkei Shalom. Inachanami. All right. Inachanami. But there wasn't sweet talking. Hashem wasn't sweet talking Avraham. Hashem was telling Avraham, we got a problem here. We got a problem that Sarah is in a state of denial. That wasn't a machalik. That wasn't a sweet talker. Hashem wasn't giving him compliments. Hashem was telling Avraham Avinu, we got problems. Your wife does not believe in the miracle. If she's not going to believe in the miracle, then the miracle is not going to happen. The first thing you have to do is believe. So there was no sweet talking. Sweet talking is, we'll see in the Gemara, is Bilam. Bilam was a sweet talker. Everything is fine and good. Hashem lets you do whatever you want, and you don't have to worry. Okay? We'll come to it in a few moments. Okay, but the first point we want to make over here is... The first one we want to make over here is that there's a machlokes in the Baalei Besorah, is the word acharai or is the word acharei? Okay, so let's first work with the word acharai. Acharai means after me. Now that could mean one of two things, either after Hashem. Shlomo HaMelech over here is speaking in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moichiach Adam Acharai. If one person gives Musar to another person concerning matters relating to me, Acharai, that you shall follow in my ways, Chen Yimsa, such a person will find favor in the eyes of his friend. Well, let's see the mitzvahs first. We'll discuss some other ideas. Pasuk Chaf Gimel the mitzvahs. Mochiach hamochiach es mi umafrisha min havera, and you separate him from a sin. Hine, behold, achash shemafrish min havera. After, over here indeed, the Mitzudos learns as well, like Rashi, don't read it acharai, read it acharei, with the two dots, acharei, achar, hine, achar, after, sheperash min ho'avera, after the person separates from the avera, yimsa hamochia chen yotzer mimi shedibur imo b'chal kilakois v'yipe masav be'enov, and said that your deeds are beautiful in his eyes. So according to the Mitzudos, we have to translate the pasuk, Mochiach Adam, of a person who gives musa to his friend, acharei. Acharei means afterwards, after the person accepts the musa and changes his ways, then chein yimsa. The implication is that until the person changes his ways while he continues to do the avera and remains wicked, nothing will change. He will not find chein in the eyes of the person that he has given musar to. It's only acharei, after he changes his ways and realizes that the mochiach was correct, then will be fulfilled the word yimsa chein. The end of the mitzvahs. What? Much more so than a person who is a smooth talker. A smooth talker tells the person that your deeds are wonderful. Keep on doing what you're doing. You're a ganef. Keep at it. Keep what you're doing. So at that point in time, the person will be happy. Oh, he's giving me chizuk. He's telling me that I'm a good person. The happiness, the chayin that person will find in his eyes is nothing compared to the chayin that will be found in the eyes of the recipient after he takes the musar to heart, the other person who is giving musar. After he takes the musar to heart, he changes his ways, and then he'll look back in retrospect and say that he was right. He changed me. It's only because of him I changed my ways, and therefore I owe him a very great debt of gratitude. But of course, yeah. How do you give musar? We all know that. There's no set rules. Every situation is different. Every person is different. Every situation is different. And that's just how it is.
Is there any, I mean, I've heard different as far as we talk about, there's nobody today that really can get the top of the Moshe.
I don't think that's true. There's a mitzvah hechech to chiches hamisech. It's a mitzvah deraisa. The mitzvah deraisa didn't go anywhere. It's just a question of how, the technique, how to do it.
Sometimes you don't give mussar at all.
Sometimes if the person's not going to listen, he's not going to listen, then you don't give mussar. Or you have a principle of, you know, they're not mutav shishaygin v'yayihu meizidin. But if a person's going to listen, if you have the talent and the technique and the right audience and the right setting, then there are techniques. Talk about telling people something very simple. Telling people not to talk during davening. So every rabbi has their own technique. Some rabbis are very violent. They'll throw their balavatan out of shul. Some rabbis know that it's a lost cause. They don't say a word. Some rabbis, they'll stop davening every 5 minutes and just wait until it quiets down. Every rabbi has a different personality. Every group of palabatim are different. Are they receptive? What's the relationship? Every situation is different. Every parent, the parent and the child, the different chemistry. So there are no sin rules. Okay, let's see over here what it says over here.
You go to a doctor.
Yeah.
God forbid if there's a bad diagnosis. So it doesn't tell you right away.
Well, different types of doctors.
This is good, this is good, this is good. And then...
Well, it depends. Every.
So maybe by Muslim, you do the same thing. You're doing this good, you're doing this good. However, in this area...
Okay, and everyone has their technique. Some doctors, I know of a doctor. I know of a doctor that they used to, his technique was, everyone that came to me basically told me, you're going to die. I'm not joking. And he was successful. That was his approach.
Right, okay.
So he shocked the patients with the bad news, and then he said, okay, but maybe we can do something, maybe we can fix you.
You give me enough money.
Listen, I don't know. This is Dvarim Shutim. Every person is different. There are no Geshem Shepartzufem Enim Shavas Kach Deosim Enim Shavas. Just like no two people look alike, no two people think alike, no two people's approach to life, to Musa, to Chizuk, is the same. And when you're dealing with a combination of factors of different people, obviously everything and age and everything is different. So let's see over here what it says in Rashi. Rashi also translates the word acharei to mean afterwards, but he translates it in a different way. It's a long Rashi. Rashi brings a medrash. Rashi mechich adam alavero shebiyado umafrishoy mehem. Okay, so here we're dealing over here with the person that's giving most to a person concerning the sins. He's a sinner, and he's telling the person you should stop doing averos. Acharechein. So Rashi couldn't be clearer. Don't read a word. Don't read it acharei. Read it acharei. The Mincha Shafi, I probably have the Mincha Shan Yovalam, I think he says that it's a mistake. It should not be Acharei, it's Acharei. He doesn't know where this comes from, this Mesura, that Rashi and the Mitsudos are quoting from Acharei. Maybe they learned that you should read it Acharei, but translate it Acharei, that's not the similar understanding. The Rashi here says Acharei Chein. Acharei means take the word Acharei Chein Yimtza, those three words go together. Li Achazman, Chein Yimtza, Be'enav, Yoyser, Mimachalik, Lashon. The recipient of the Musar will cherish the one who gave him Musar more than he cherishes the person who tells him everything that he does is good, the one that goes and cheers him on, tells him to continue doing Averos. And Rashi quotes this idea, Motzina, we find the Bereishis Rabbah, Kol Mokom Shnemar Acharei Enoi Elo Muflok. Achar samach, right? You have vayhi acharei hadvonim oele, or achar hadvonim oele. So sometimes in Tanakh it says with achar, and sometimes in Tanakh it says acharei. When it says acharei, it means a long time later. When it says what? So that means it was
sometime later.
Vayhi bayom hashmini. Wait, what does the pasuk say? Okay, I don't know the answer. I don't know. You have to study what it means in each context. This is the Chazal, and it has to be understood in the context. But generally, when it says acharei, it's muflog. Achar is samach, immediate. Here, Rashi is taking this tanhuma and is applying it to this pasuk. Here it says moichiach adam acharei. Now that maimon Chazal by acharei hadvarim oele. It says achar had. So sometimes it says achar, and sometimes it says acharei. That's exactly the point. And when it says acharei, Okay, so that was immediate. What was Sarashi? He says, what was Achar? It means the Satan. Right after the Satan complained, with Eoiv. Okay, I don't remember the Rashi's, but in Echnami, it means it was immediately after something else. One interpretation was after Avraham made a bris with Avimelech. Hashem was disturbed. Why did you make a bris, make a deal? It was a bad deal. Talk about Obama and Iran. Hashem complained to Avraham Avinu, what are you making a deal with Avimelech? That you told him, Li Ulanini Ulanechta, you're giving him how many generations? You're giving him four generations. You guarantee you're not gonna take Eretz Yisrael for four generations. Who told you to give away the land for four generations? I had plans to bring Klal Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael much sooner than four generations. Who are you to make this plan? So you don't. There's no need for a Klal Yisrael. Therefore, you might as well go and take your son Yitzchak and offer him up as a human sacrifice. That's one Chazal. So that was Vayhi Achar Hadvarim Ho'ela V'ho Elokim Nitzas Avraham. Right after Avraham made a bris with Avimelech. I'm sure you can find other Mamar Chazal. What is the Achar? It was immediately after a prior event. So, but where it says Acharei, Acharei implies there was a lapse of time. So here, this fits perfectly into this pasuk. Mochiach Adam Acharei. You will not find favor in the eyes of the one who you have screamed at immediately. It will take many, many years. It may not even be in your lifetime. You'll give Musar to a person, and that person will hate you at the time, but 20, 30, 40, or even 100 years later, he'll look back and say, it's only because of him, only because of that Musar did I change my ways, and do I now appreciate what he said to me. Chazal said this in regard to the Nevi'im. The Nevi'im, we've discussed this many times. Nevi'im were hated. Yeshaya was hated. Yirmiyah was tortured. Yirmiyah was put in a dungeon. Yirmiyah's beard was plucked. They literally tortured Yirmiyah to death. Kamat almost to death. And Yirmiyah today is one of the Sifrei HaTanakh. So it's Acharei. It's long after he was hated. Today he's loved. Today, if Yirmiyah Hanavi would come to town, can you imagine? We would not know what to do with him. We would the covet. What? Not necessarily. All the bad news already happened. All the bad news already happened. So it's Acharei. What?
Else, why didn't they write down the
Nevi'im? It was Ladoros. At the time, they did not listen, they did not listen to the words of Musa, but the words of Musa did have a trickle-down effect. It didn't make an impact upon Klal Yisrael. Ultimately, the words, they did take to heart, ultimately, and they did change their ways long after they were gone. So that's exactly what the Pasuk Kever means. Mochich Adam, Acharei is Lashon Muflog. It's not immediate. It's at a much later point in time. Chen Yimsa, the one who gives Musa, will find Chen in the eyes of the ones who have received the Musa. This is what Rashi says. And Rashi elaborates. And he compares, the passage goes on and says, Mimachalik, this is much better than the person that's Mimachalik Lashon. Who is that? Let's see over here the whole Rashi. In the beginning of Chumash Tevarim, Eile Hadvarim Mochiach Adam Acharei. So now we go. Rashi is quoting another Medrash. Who does this refer to? A person gives Musar Achar. I think over here Rashi means Acharai means after me. Rashi is switching from Acharei to Acharai. Acharai means to Hashem, to follow after Hashem's ways. Ze Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu, Shoychiach Es Yisrael Achar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After to follow in the ways of Hashem. Now how do we read that into this pasuk? Because Adam is a code word for Klal Yisrael. Where in Tanakh do we find that Klal Yisrael being called by the term Adam? Shenikru Adam, Shenemar, Adam Atem, you are man. Yecheskel says to Klal Yisrael in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Adam Atem, you are Adam. Klal Yisrael is called the perfection of humanity. V'nemar, now what else does it say concerning Moshe Rabbeinu? Ki motzoso chein be'enai. Moshe asked Hashem, may I see your kavod, your honor? Hashem says, you cannot see my ponim, you can see my back. Acharai yeh ra'u. because the only reason why I am granting you this request was you have found chen in my eyes. So now take those two ideas and plug it into the pasuk. Pasuk says mochiach adam acharai chen yimtza. The man who gave Musar to Klal Yisrael, the Mochiach is Moshe. He gave Musar to Klal Yisrael. He gave them much Musar throughout the history of the 40 years in the desert. Acharai, to follow in the ways of Hashem. Chen Yimsa, this Moshe who gave Musar to Klal Yisrael to follow after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will find Chen in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Indeed, we do find Ki Motzasa Chen Be'enai. Moshe was much greater than his nemesis. Who was Moshe's nemesis? Who was his counterpart? Bilam HaRasha, from the Nevi'im, from the Ummah Solom, Hashem granted them a Navi Bilam. What did he say to Klal Yisrael? He didn't give Musar, he just gave compliments. Matovu,
because he was a Ras Vasayim.
Moshe was a Ras Vasayim.
Was Mechalek.
Mechalek, he was a smooth talker. So even though Moshe was a Kvat Peh, the Musar he gave brought him Chayn, Ki Motzasa Chayn Be'enai, whereas Bilam, who spoke smooth talk, Matovu Oyholecha Yaakov, Mishkan Osecha Yisrael, his brachos turned into klolos. And in fact, Chazal said that part of the klol, part of his bracha was a cause for Klal Yisrael Minichshol in the Benos Moav. He told them, don't worry, everything is good. Matoyevu Alecha Yaakov, Mishkan Osecha Yisrael, Hashem loves you. If Hashem loves you, you can do whatever you want. You can do Averos. If you do Averos, Hashem is not going to punish you. And that was not true. Doing the Averos led them to suffer. So the medical treaty words in Son of Rashi, it says concerning Moshe, Moshe was more precious than the one who had a smooth tongue. Who is this person? Zebilam, who spoke beautiful, pleasant words to Klal Yisrael. What did he say? Moshe warned Klal Yisrael, watch out, he's shamalachem, guard yourself, pen yiftel of avchem. Ubilla machris, umachanif, he was machanif, he flattered. Umachanif, he flattered, Klayashol, asut tavaschem. The eni makbid, do whatever you want, do all of these sins, and Hashem is not makbid. But the truth is, it's not so. Ki loyish, kel, vichazev, be, I don't know what that word, you know what that word is?
Be,
be umos.
With other nations.
Hashem is not a God and lies b'umos. Aval bochem, oimer v'lo yaseh. With regard to other nations, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to, is not going to lie. When HaKadosh says he's going to punish, Hashem will punish. But when it comes to Klal Yisrael, this favorite nation, Aval bochem oimer, he'll warn you, v'lo yaseh, and he's not going to punish. This was the advice that Bilam gave Klal Yisrael. And therefore, that was not true. That was a sheker. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did punish Klal Yisrael for their sins. Ushlemu tzival shneihem. Tzavach, he cried concerning both of them. Shenemar, al shenem, ne'emonim pitze, we had this before. Ne'emonim pitze oyev, it is pleasant, it is faithful, the wounds of a lover. Ve'ne'etaros, ne'shiko sonei, and it is painful, the kisses of the enemy. The kiss of the enemy on ne'etaros, they are painful. They cause us tsar, what Bilam has done to us. So according to the parish of Rashi, Rashi is quoting this Tanchuma, this pasuk is mentioned specifically in reference to Moshe versus Bilam. And according to this interpretation, the word acharai refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not to be read like Rashi read in the beginning, acharei, which is muflug, but rather acharai, after me, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe gave Musa to Klal Yisrael, and he therefore was filled with chayn. Okay, now there's another interpretation, another similar interpretation, where the pasuk says that Mochiach Adam Acharai, Moshe gave Musa to Klal Yisrael, Acharai, we'll read it, Acharei, after he gave Musa to me. Hashem is speaking. Hashem, Shlomo Melech is personifying HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is speaking. Look at this man, Moshe. Look what he does. He gives Musar to Klal Yisrael after he gives me Musar. I was the first one to get it from him. What did Moshe say to Hashem? Lama harayosa la'om hazeh. What are you doing, Hashem? What are you getting so angry? Calm down. Calm down, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then after I got the Musar from Moshe Rabbeinu, he went down to Klal Yisrael and he gave them Musar. And he said, what are you worshipping the eagle? What's going on over here? Mila Hashem Elai. And he destroyed the eagle. Okay, that's a very interesting. So it says, Ach, Acha. No, it's a little bit sarcastic. Let me find it over here. Give me 1 second. I have it over here, the full version. I saw it here. Lama Hashem Yechre Abcha Be'amecha. Atem chato sem chato gidolog. It doesn't explain the chain part. Okay, I mean, so that's the interpretation. Just that does not explain the chain. Just explains Moshe gave Musa to Klaish after gave Musa to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, there's another interpretation, very interesting interpretation, and that comes from one of the Svarim called, I think, the Chochmas. I'm not sure who the name of the sefer, but every time a person gives musas, you touched upon this. No one really is fit in this day and age, theoretically, to give musar, because who says they're any better? Ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov v'lo yechata. No man is perfect. When a person gives you musar, you can always say back to him, "Go look in the mirror. You're giving me musar. You're giving me musar. You are plenty to. You're not a person to give musar. You got your own problems. That's a reality. And even if the person seems to be 100%, I'm sure if you put it under a microscope, if you put anyone under a microscope, you're going to find imperfections. And in fact, people normally have a tendency to give musar to other people the same thing that they are suffering from. When you see a person obsessed with a certain type of inyan, they're obsessed with I don't know, with the internet, they're obsessed with nashim, usually, unfortunately, that's an indication that they have that problem. They're suffering from that problem, and that's why they're venting. They're frustrated. They're frustrated that they can't solve their own problems. So let me try to solve the world's problems in the same manner. That's normally is that correct? That's a normal thing that you normally see the imperfections of yourself you see in others. So if someone is giving you musar, it's very likely they're suffering from exactly that problem. Doesn't mean that they're nichshal. It just means that it's something which it's their nisayon. And it's a good thing. It means they're in a sense which they have, maybe means they succeeded. They have worked on themselves. They've overcome their temptation. So now they're demanding other people, but obviously they've struggled with this matter in the past. So here, it's a very big problem. You can't give musar to a person because Shlomo Melech says, that may be true for the whole world. But now when it comes to me, let me tell you, I've tried it all. I've seen it all. Shlomo was the Chacham Mikol HaAdam. It's called the Nasisi BaChachma. Shlomo Melech in Kohelet says, I've experienced everything. There's nothing that I am not aware of through my Chachma. And Soif Davar HaKol Nishma Es Havel HaVolim HaKol Havel. Everything in this world is nonsense. So when it comes to a person who has not had it all, so who are you to say? Maybe. Who are you to say to go give me musa? What do you really know? But a person who has seen it all and who has experienced it all is in a position to give musa. In other words, like a person who, at the end of his life, he's lived 120 years, he has experience, and it's not no gebedover anymore. He's leaving this world. He indeed is in a position to give musar. Shlomo HaMelech is writing in this pasuk that he, from all of mankind, is in the best position to give musar because he had it all, he's seen it all, he knows it all. Shlomo HaMelech was the Chacham Mikol HaAdam. So therefore he says, Mochiach Adam Acharai, a person who gives Musar, Acharai means after me, coming out, the Musar is emanating from me, then Chen Yimsa, my words of Musa will find chen in the ears of the people who hear it. Because I and indeed I am in a position to give Musa. Okay, that's another interesting idea. Another interpretation is acharai means Can I take that back? All right.
Somehow it sounds like acharai is an opposite of a chalik lashon.
Yes.
That's what we're saying. If you give to chacha in the sense of acharai, it's accepted more than if you give machlik lashon. If you do it with
What does that mean? The machlik lashon corresponds to the mochiach. The mochiach. We have a mochiach.
Mochiach. You have two ways of being mochiach.
Yeah.
Either do it smooth,
harshly or
Well, you can do machlik fair, which is, you know, you.
So it's another,
it doesn't work as well as acharai.
To be harsh,
rather than saying, "Oh, you're tzaddik, you can help it." Maybe.
So you want to say, you're suggesting that the pasuk here is telling us two different ways to give musa. You can come out lashing with intensity, and then you can give musa smooth talk. Oh, you're a nice, good guy. Just one little thing, maybe we can have improvement. Sugarcoat the musa. So you want to suggest that the moichiach adam acharai. Acharai, and how does acharai mean with harshness?
Whatever it means, I'm not sure.
Harshness. Okay, the truth is what you're saying, it says that here in the article. I couldn't figure out how to read it into the pasuk. They have here, it's like this article is like an encyclopedia. They have here, like every parish in the world, I only am able to extract the few things that I understand.
It's like saying Musa acharai from behind the guy's back.
Okay,
you're not holding anything back because you don't have to.
Don't hold back.
Look at his face. All right. You don't want to say things that upset.
But the truth is that all depends. This touches upon what Mr. Rappaport said a few minutes ago. It all depends. Every person is different. Some people, if you come out too strong, you're going to turn them off. Some people, if you sugarcoat it, they don't even realize you're giving them musa. So every person is different. You can't generalize. So let's. I'm not sheker.
If I tell you don't worry about it,
it all depends on the person. Every person is different. Some people need a zetz. Some people are very delicate. You can't generalize.
I go to a doctor and the doctor starts telling me this is fine and this is fine. I say, cut the crap. Tell me what's wrong with it. That's what I came to you.
You know, didn't we talk about
that?
All right, let's go to the next pasuk. Next pasuk is pasuk of Daos, a very popular pasuk. Goizel ava v'ima v'emer in pesha chaveru le'ish mashchis. A person who steals from his father, from his mother, and he says, I have not done anything wrong. There's no harm done in stealing from my parents. My parents, anyway, they give me everything. Someone told me recently that his children, they're coming for Pesach, and they have a lot of demands of what they want to eat, where they want to sleep, where they want to daven. All these demands, he's being held hostage. And he was very upset about all their demands. Then he says to me, but listen, what could I do? I brought them into this world, so I got to give them what they want.
My wife says all the time, she says, it was my ego that brought them in.
Yeah.
So they didn't ask for it. That's what I got.
I respond exactly what he said. I brought him here, so this is all part of the deal. I got to give them what they want. Okay, so Goyzel Aviv, so that's very nice, all good and fine when the parents say that. But when the children say that, you brought us into this world and therefore you have to give us what we want, this is not a good thing. This and the person, V'oimer in Pesha, to make such a statement, Choverhu l'ish mashchis, this individual is a partner, is a friend to an ish mashchis, to a corrupt fellow. Every single day in davening, we mispalel twice. Hatzilenina me chovero, umi shochinro, mi pegara, umi satan hamashchis, the satan that's mashchis, mi din koshe, umi bal din koshe, vein shuvenberis, uvein shenuvenberis. We're basically asking us, and we say this came out twice, first in the bracha of hamaver shena, me hamaver shena, and then in the second yihiratzon. And we mispalel, and there's a good question, why we have to be mispalel, why we make this request twice, what exactly this means. But in any event, we make basically mispalel the first thing in the morning to save us from bad friends, from bad partners, business partners, bad friends, whether they're Jewish partners, they're not Jewish partners, sometimes the Jewish partners are worse than the non-Jewish partners, sometimes the other way around, and that's all really alluded to here in this pasuk. And the person goes and he says such terrible things that I can steal a little bit. This, you legitimize Geneva, you say that it's okay, you can steal a little bit, everyone does it, and anyway, a person from my parent, anyway, they give me everything, and anyway, ultimately, he's going to inherit his parents, so there's no harm taking it prematurely. Such an attitude is chover hu l'ishmashchis. You have now partnered with an ishmashchis, the worst of the worst. You're a terrible person.
You know, Mom, you say that about Lloyd.
Lloyd, well, why?
Lloyd, with the Roy Avram, they were fighting, and Lloyd said, I'm the Irish.
I'm the Irish. Anyway, he has no children.
And what happened?
So,
he went
very nice. He went to Stom, exactly. Fantastic. We have a parish, or a Kalish's parish on Mishlei. Okay, it's very good.
He's sitting on the back row.
Oh, he's sitting next to the mayor. I could just see in the swarm store. Chidushe Rabbi Meir next to your chidushim. Okay. What? Chas v'shalom. Okay, let's take a look here. Pasuk chavdal l'misudas to pasuk chavdal in pesha. Ki aloya kol shalihem. Everything belongs to me. Achar moysam. He says that it's going to inherit his parents after they die. Chaver hu. Mikol makam hu. Chaver hu. He is a friend. Ha'ish ha'mashchis. The satan ha'mashchis. He's a friend that ish ha'mashchis. Anosh ma'chidim of other people. V'goizel ruchusham. The who steal for their wealth. Ki soifo yiya kamogu. The end will be like them. Ligzel mishal achidim. Just like the other ish ha'mashchis steals from people who are not his parents. And that certainly, there's no question, is this outright robbery. When he starts to cut corners and cheat a little bit on his taxes before he turns around, he'll slide down the slippery slope and be committing the worst possible crimes. Rashi, Goizel. Now Rashi right away jumps to the Medrash. Goizel Aviv, he steals from his father. Who is his father? Avinu Sheba Shamayim. From HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'imoy Kineses Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is called Shema B'ni Musa Aviv V'yalti Toish Toras Imecha Chazal Darshan Imecha refers to Klal Yisrael. Your mother, Hamachti Esarabim, a person that steals from his mother means that he causes other members of Klal Yisrael to sin. Hamachti Esarabim, Shegoizel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by doing so, he's stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because if he would not have caused these people to sin, they would be loyal Jews. And by being loyal Jews, they would serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you're stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu these neshamos, and you're robbing these neshamos from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Each one is being robbed from the other. Mafrid mimenu bonov, the goizel mehem toiva, you're causing Hashem's children to separate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the goizel mehem, and you're stealing from the children the blessing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would bestow upon them if they would serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a proper way. Mashkes, who is the Ish Mashkes according to the Medrash? Yeravam ben Nevat. Okay, so why is Yeravam ben Nevat considered the ultimate Ish Mashkes? There was known in the history of Klal Yisrael that was Machti Esarabim more than Yeravam ben Nevat, even probably more than Yashka. Okay, the first one that was Machti Klal Yisrael took away 10 Shvatim of Klal Yisrael and put up centuries, guards, to prevent them from being Oil L'Regel and influence them to worship, or the Zohar caused them to forget about Yadus, was Yeravam ben Nevat. And according to one opinion of the Gemara, the Aseres HaShvatim that were exiled by Sancheriv will never return. There are two opinions in the Gemara. If the Aseres HaShvatim will one day return, so he's caused permanent, unrepairable damage in Klal Yisrael by being Machti Klal Yisrael. Okay, you want to go talk in modern history? You want to talk about Yashka? Yashka, to what degree did Yashka cause harm to Klal Yisrael? He took a segment of Klal Yisrael away with him. Okay, that's a separate issue. But you want to know someone who took away 10 Shvatim? This is the ultimate Ish Mashkas. Furthermore, Yeravam ben Nevat is something else that is very disturbing. He is an ultimate Kofui Toiva. Yeravam ben Nevat, why did he take away Klal Yisrael? Taxes. A few dollars. Rechavam was a little bit too tough. He wanted to increase the taxes. He was a little stiff with the people. So he decided, you know, we had enough of this. We had enough of these taxes. We don't need Rechavam. We're going to break off from you and have sworn our own malchus. Is that the hakaras hatov you have for David Hamelech? For Shlomo Hamelech? Who was Rechavam? Rechavam was the grandson of David. David was Moiser Nefesh for Klal Yisrael. What he did for Klal Yisrael, he established Klal Yisrael. So his grandson is a little stiff. He doesn't give you shalom the way you would like. He charges you a few dollars taxes, instead of it being 10%, so it's 15%. That's a reason to go and make a machlekes and to take away 10 shvatim. It is the ultimate form of being a kafui toif. Here as well, a person that is goizel of the ima, a person that now I have to discuss the beginning of the broad, the beginning of the medrash. The medrash darshan's, the beginning of the pasuk, specifically reference to not making a barucha, a person that has benefit, a person that has benefit from food, and he refuses to recite the barucha, baruch atah Hashem lochinu melech olam hamotzi lachem in aretz, or shakol yeh bevaro, so that he is goizel aviv, he has stolen from HaKadosh Baruch Hu the barucha that he deserves, the imo, he has stolen from Klal Yisrael the barucha that Hashem would bestow upon us for making a barucha and being makir toiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his blessing. He is a chaver to Ish Mashchis, because this is exactly what the root of Yeravam ben Nevat, a kafui toiva, a person that's living off the fat of the land, a person that was brought up in a society that was complete, the shlemus of Shlomo HaMelech Ish Tachas Gafna Tachas Teinaso. There was no time in the world that was more shalem, no better quality of life. There was no time in history when there's a better quality of life than the time of Shlomo HaMelech, and all of that was from David and Shlomo. And here Shlomo dies, and Rechavam takes the throne, and this fellow here, Yeravam ben Nevat from Shevet Ephraim, doesn't like him. So you don't like him. You don't like him, you have to go and cause tsar to David and Shlomo. How would you like it if after your passing someone comes along and takes away everything from your grandchildren, from your children? Is that what you would want? So just because maybe your grandchildren, then they don't get along with, so this is my legacy. I invested my entire life work into this, and I've given it over to my children, my grandchildren. What right do you have to come along and take away all this? You're the ultimate kafui toiva. And every time we receive a bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we fail to acknowledge the bracha, we are becoming a partner with the Ish Mashchis. This is what the Medrash interprets.
Wasn't there more involved than just...
It's not just the Medrash, what?
Personal dislike, it wasn't...
He was
taking a path of governing that was very unpopular, and he said...
Einoch Hanami.
Right.
They asked the Zakenim, go easy, go hard. Right.
On the contrary, I'm going to raise the taxes.
Raise the taxes. Einochinami. So he raised the taxes. Raising the taxes is right. Is not a reason. That's what triggered. That's what triggered Yeravam ben Nevat to mislead, to take away 10 shvatim. But is that an excuse? Just because you raise the taxes, so you pay a few dollars more? Is that a legitimate?
Significant enough for a
secession. It was, but only because he wanted, only because he did it.
I'm just saying, even just a personal dislike involved here.
He was. Beit Chazal say the taxes were too high. So just because the taxes are too high, is that a reason? Is that a reason to cause irreparable harm to Klal Yisrael? So the taxes are too high this year, so maybe next year. How long is Rechavim going to be around anyway? So Rechavim will be around, how many years? Whatever it will be, it will be a new president, and there will be a new president, there will be a new king.
It's not 4 years.
Whatever it is, it is. But things change all the time. Nothing remains the same. It's not an excuse to destroy Klal Yisrael, especially to destroy the legacy of David and Shlomo HaMelech. A kofui toiva to what other people have worked hard to accomplish. And anyone that when he takes this Nida and Chan and has the same attitude towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is a partner to Yeravam ben Nevat. Okay, this all is a Gemara Masech the Brachas Naf Lamed. Hey, I'll read you some of the words of the Gemara. The Gemara says, "V'Omar b'Chanin bar Papa kol anena min ha'ilam hazeh b'le'bracha kilu goizel la'HaKadosh Baruch Hu u'chneses Yisrael shenemar goizel ove v'imo v'omer ein pesha chavu lishmashches." What does this mean? The Gemara explains, the Ein Aviv Elo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shenemar Halo Hu Avicha Konecha Vein Imoy Elo Knesses Yisrael Shenemar Shma B'ni Musa V'Yalti Tosha Shenecha Mayu Chavel Lishmashchis Amar b'chini bar papa, chavehu liyorovam ben nevat, shehishchis es Yisrael v'avim sheba shamayim. Okay, yeah.
Didn't Yerobam have something from a Navi telling him? There was a Navi came to him and said you were going to become king, no?
Achia Hashiloini? No, I think that was a later point in time. No, that was later.
Sure, I think it came before that. The Navi came.
Okay, I don't remember.
Shlomi get in the wood that his mouth
was going to be. Yeah, those are midrashim that when David divided the field, when David was running away from Avshalom, and when David ran away from Avshalom, Ish-Boshes was not 100% loyal to David. Ish-Boshes was loyal to Avshalom. So when David came back, David was not 100% certain where his loyalty was. Why did he not flee? He was a cripple. So David, what he did was, he made a pshara. He took his assets and he split it. Half of it he let him keep, he wasn't sure. And the other half he gave away. So Hashem was not pleased. Hashem said, "You makabel lashon hara." And just as you have split the assets, you have split the assets of Tziva, I'm going to split your malchus. Also, Shlomo, because the night of the Beis Hamikdash, the night when they inaugurated the Beis Hamikdash, he overslept. His wives were teaching him how to worship idols, right, and he overslept. His mother, Bathsheba, had to come and wake him up. And therefore, your kingdom will be split on that day. The Italia shel Yavan. Okay, there are multiple midrashim, which do converge, but every piece adds up to this big puzzle. What? Yeah, there are multiple midrashim. I'm giving you right. Yes. But that's not the only reason. There are multiple reasons which come together why the malchus split. You have midrashim in regard to David. You have midrashim in regard to Shlomo, and then you have Rechavim's own ways, and you have Klal Yisrael who were not holding 100% where they should have been at that time. So there are multiple reasons which come together as to why the malchus split. But here, at least, we have over here, we have the one that did was the evil person, the Rasha, that did split the malchus was Yerubam ben Nevat. He is called the Ish Mashris. I told you, Chazal, that it's because of the mid of Kofli Toiva, that if he was not a Kofli Toiva, he would have put everything aside and he would have said, "You're right, taxes are high, life is difficult, but yet I have to recognize that everything that I have today comes from David and Shlomo. It was their mysterious nefesh, and it's not the right thing to cause tsar to their children." Every person understands that they want the best for their children. It's dvarim pshutim ad ma'od. People will give up their lives for their children. And just like you understand that with regard to your own children, a person has an obligation to be sensitive to that fact when it comes to someone else's children. How would David and Shlomo feel when someone is taking away their life work? Especially when you're nene from that as well. You're also a recipient of the bracha that David and Shlomo have put into this world. How dare you? How dare you be a kofli toiva? What would you want for yourself? You would want that your children to be taken care of. Allah is kavakai. So therefore, certainly when someone who did you a favor, you should have some sensitivity and be careful to their children and their grandchildren. This is the ultimate form of kofli. And that's why it says here in this pasuk, a person that does not want to make a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be makir tov, to recognize that everything that he has in this world comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is a partner with the Ish Mashris. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Chaf Hey, Rechav Nefesh Yigore Modon. An arrogant person provokes anger, strife. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will strike him down, but it would take Hashem Yidushan. A person who has faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be fattened, will be the recipient of much bracha. Pasuk Chaf Hei in the Mitzvot Stavid, Rechav Nefesh Hamisaveh Lamalos Nafsho B'chol Davar B'Shef Arav. A person who has a taiva to fill his neshama with a blessing, B'Shef Arav Darko L'Charcher Riv B'Avur Roiges Halev. So Mitzvot says that it is there to go and stir up Machloikas. It's the nature of arrogant people to pick a fight, to stir machlokes. Al ki yechsa lo b'chol eis, because he wants more. He wants this, never ever satisfied. How am I going to get the other more? It's only by stealing it, by fighting for it. If he's very sad, he worries. And the fat of his flesh will become impoverished. So he'll become. We're contrasting him to the end of the pasuk. When a person is suffering from agmas nefesh, he has tsar. He loses weight. He does not take care of his physical being, and he does not look well. The shumin of his basar yirzeh, it diminishes. Aval habatech b'Hashem shuyazm lo yidei machzor. He has faith that Hashem will provide his needs. V'lo yosef otzev, he will not get upset. Harehu nase doshein v'shamein, he looks healthy. The picture of health doesn't necessarily mean that he's overweight. We know that today that we don't want to be that, but we know that a person, he looks good. You look at him, he looks good. He's not. Nothing is weighing him down. He has emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi pasuk afei rechav nefesh lahasig kol tavosai. He is a Baal Taiva. Rahav means high, a high neshama, a holy neshama. Yigar madon migore olav midas hadin. According to Rashi, Rashi is more midrashic. He brings upon him midas hadin, arrogance. When a person says, "I'm an equal to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I do not need you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu," then the midas hadin is shalate upon him. That again is in contrast to the mitzudus that says yigar madon means ben adam lachavero. We're not talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. According to the point of mitzudus, we're talking about the person who's arrogant. He likes to fight with other people, and that causes his health to deteriorate, in contrast to the tzaddik who has faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is in a good state of health. Okay, next Rashi, no Rashi. Let's go pasuk chavav botech beliboy hu kesil v'holich b'chachma hu yimoleit. A person who has faith in his heart is a fool. A person who walks with chachma is hu yimoleit. He will escape. He'll be spared. What does this mean? Mitzudas pasuk chavav botech beliboy ha'oimed b'tzara u'botech. A person that stands in its, a person is in a difficult situation u'botech b'tachbulois libo, and has a plan. He has a difficult situation and he comes up with his own plan. Who kesil is a fool. If he does not invite HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the equation to seek assistance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help him get through the tzara, he's a fool, because there's no way he can do it on his own. What is the chachma according to the Mitzvah David? To have faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Reish is chachma yiras Hashem. Person has chachma who yimolet min hatzara, he will be spared from the tzara. Rashi, there is no Rashi. Pasuk, what? According to the Mitzvah person, a troubled situation. So, no, of course not. Shtadlos. It doesn't mean that you just rely upon. It just means that don't have faith in your plan. You have to also invite HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the picture. You mispalel. You mispalel. You marbin zuchuyos. You give tztaka. You mispalel. You learn. And you do tshuva. And of course, you proceed forward with al derech hateva. Person needs to go to the doctor, and you go to the best possible doctor. Person has some problems in business, you go to the best possible lawyer. Whatever it is, you do the best you can possibly do. But the point is, if you botech beliba, if that's all you have faith in is in the doctor and the lawyer, and you don't invite HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the equation, who chesil? Because without siyata deshmaya, you're dead in the water. If a person will go with chach, meaning with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who yimolet, he will succeed. In the article, he says another interesting shot. He says beliba means, doesn't say botech al libo. It should say more correctly, habotech al libo. A person has faith in his own abilities, in his own plans, in his own tachbulos. So it doesn't say that. It says bilibo, which means that it's not enough just to have a good machshava. You have to implement your plans. Like what you're trying to say. The pasuk is saying you have to do a shtadlos. It's not just enough, according to this interpretation, just batech bilibai. Hashem is in my heart. Hashem knows what I'm thinking. Hashem knows that I need your help. I'm in a lot of trouble. I'm drowning. I need your help. That's all I need to do. You keep the bitachon bilibo. You let it remain in your heart. That's not enough. You're a kseil. You have to also do your hishtalos. V'hoylech b'chochma. If you hoylech, hoylech means you're active, action, with chochma, with deeds. Chochma is koyach. Chochma comes from the word chochma, is koyach ma. Chochma means you know that your koyach is not law is not worth anything, but at least there is effort. A person does at least do something. Who you molate, he will escape from the tsar. So basically what we're saying is that, like, what you're trying to say is, it's this interpretation is telling us that it's not just enough to have pure faith, blind faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to also do his shtadlus. And the shtadlus is expressed here in the words of Hoylech B'chachma. Just to sit and hold your, twiddle your thumbs and say, do not worry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come forward for me and take me out of my pit. It's not going to work. Pasuk Chav Zayin.
It's based on Levi on the Russia. When he says,
yeah.
I believe in God, same as you do. I pray to Hashem, I believe in God. But why we have to do all these things? I already believe in God. I don't have to do all this.
That's his mistake.
Have to do everything. All this work, it's taking a lula, taking this. You're trying to make me feel that I believe in God. I already do.
You have to also.
I believe in God. So he says, Mo'avoda, why do we have to go?
Put it into action. That's the chacham. Very good. It's very. That's the contrast to the chacham and the rasha. The chacham is a person that takes the emunah, but he also lives with it. He also puts that emunah into action in various mitzvahs. Pasuk of Zayin, Noisin LaRosh Ein Machzar. This is the thing we had multiple times. The mitzvah of giving tzedakah. Through the mitzvah of giving tzedakah, a person will not lose out. If you give to a poor man, Ein Machzar, don't think that you're going to suffer. Hashem will make it up to you. Umalim Einav Rav Meiros. A person hides his eyes. He sees poor people and has the ability to help them and decides to conceal, to hide himself. He will suffer an abundance of curses. Rav Meiros, the Mitzvah Stav Pasuk of Zion says, Ein Machzor Lo Yuchsar Oshoy Bavur Pizor Hatztaka. He will not suffer, his wealth will not suffer due to dispersing money for Tztaka. Aval Hamal Meinav, a person hides his eyes in a rush, Osatzmakilo Yireyu, Libildi Te Slow, Hine Yavoy Be Oshoy, Harbe Klolo Sveter Litimyoin. He will descend into a pit. He will lose all his money when he makes believe that he doesn't have money and he looks the other way. Rashi, what?
Very rich guy, but if I don't have a
shears, everything has to be taken. Everything is to be balanced. If you go, that's the big debate in shul. Do you have to give every single collector that comes around?
No.
So you certain shuls, there are more collectors than there are people davening. It's not a joke. You have a minion, you can have 20 people coming to collect, and the minion only has 15 people. So you have every single person, even if I give everyone a quarter, I'm going to go bankrupt. Right? So where do you draw the line? So this is a very big debate. There were G'dayla Yisrael that said no, that at Khan, there are certain limits. And then there are people that feel, no, you give everyone just a little bit, give them a nickel, give them a quarter, give everyone a dime.
Back in your face.
On the other hand, it's right. So if you give someone a nickel, they'll throw it back, they'll insult you. Okay, so in Achanami, it's...
We all have the same thing at wedding.
Weddings, the collectors, there's no end. So it's a very tough balance. I don't know the answer. I told you this with the Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim, there was a very big dayan in Eretz Yisrael, and he was extremely nasty to the people who came. They every day they lined up, shyless, and people come collecting money, and he threw them out one after the other. Next, what do you want? Get out of here, Meshuggah. I saw you yesterday. One after the other. He was nasty. So someone said to him, the Chavetz Chaim did not talk to people like this. Chavetz Chaim also dealt with people. And he had a different mahalach. So he said to him, well, I see more people in one day than the Chofetz Chaim saw a whole year. That's how many Meshuggahim come to me. So if only one Meshuggah would come to me a day, a year, so I would sit down and be nice and kind. But I don't have time to deal. This is impossible. I'm also only a human being. So I don't know the answer. These are the Devarim Pshutim. Let's go further. Pasik, Chof Ches. Pasik Chof Ches says... Now, by the way, now this, let me just tell you a little interesting medrash. Medrash here, medrash Mishle says, the Pasuk of Zayin, Nosin L'Rosh Ein Machzor. He interprets this in reference to, let's say, Shachris and Mincha. In the Shachris, the person comes to me in the morning, and can you give me a dollar? Okay. It says in the Pasuk, Nosin L'Rosh Ein Machzor. Okay, I'm not going to lose that, I'll give you a dollar. Day goes by, it's now Mincha. And now a new collector comes. And you see him coming from the distance. He's also going to want money. So you say to yourself, listen, I gave already, exactly the case that we discussed, I gave already. Now I'm going to make believe I don't see. Because once is enough. That's the end of the pasuk. The end of the pasuk says, just because you already fulfilled in the beginning of the pasuk, no sein larosh, ein machsar, that doesn't give you an excuse now to make believe that you do not see other aniyim. If, of course, you are in a position to help other people, you have no right to say, I gave already once, and that's enough. And now I'm within my rights to conceal myself from the other collectors, not to give them. Pum fakert. You hide yourself now from the new people that are coming. When you have an opportunity, you have the ability to give. Rav me'eros. It's even worse. You'll suffer an abundance of klolos. In the beginning of the pasuk, there's only ein machzor. If you don't give the first time, you're just not. It doesn't say there's going to be a curse. Why is it much worse? Because here you're fooling yourself. Here it's already a corruption of the mitzvah of tzedakah. It's one thing, I don't want to give. I don't have what to give. Okay, so there's an approach to not giving tzedakah. The pasuk says, listen, if you would have given tzedakah, you would not have lost out. But when you are a novel b'reshus Hashem, I'm going to give to this one, but not to this one. I'm going to give once and not give again. Oh, all of a sudden you're deciding how to make the rules. You're deciding. You're the Ribbono Shel Olam. Who gets? Who doesn't get? How to give? When to give? If you can give gifts, Bishlamo, a person doesn't give. Okay, so that's an issue. But the reason why you're not giving is because either you're stingy. It's not because you're redefining the rules of giving. It's a problem. You don't want to give tzedakah. There are numerous Amarei Chazal. What happens when you don't give tzedakah? But now I'm going to give tzedakah. But when I give tzedakah, I'm going to set the rules. You're taking money from me. This is what I want to return. You're going to get. You're not going to get. You, I'm going to make believe I never even saw you. That is much worse. That causes rav me'eros.
But you have a right to take.
So this is done in the extreme. And this has to be taken in balance. This is what it says in the Medrash. Medrash, obviously, you do have a right to decide who gets, who does not get, what cause is worthy, what is not worthy. But
the
here it means...
Talk about causes. Talk about poor people coming for tzedakah. Most of the collectors today are...
All right, we know. Today, there's a lot of problem. Okay, well, let's not go there. Okay, we know, okay.
It's a very...
I know,
okay.
Today, unfortunately, we got a lot of problems.
Yeah, isn't there a limit to what a person has to like?
Yes. Okay, this,
once you exceed the limit, now people are coming.
That's not the case. That's not what the Medrash is discussing. The Medrash is discussing a person who has corrupted the rule of the mitzvah of tzedakah. I've given tzedakah once in the morning, and therefore my perverted understanding, I have no obligation to give tzedakah anymore. And if I see a poor man coming, I'm going to make believe I never saw him.
Even though you
can afford it 1,000 times over, you can afford it 1,000,000 times over. Who told you that once you give tzedakah once, you don't have to give tzedakah a second time? Who made that rule? The Torah says, Nason titein afilu me'apamim. A person deserves tzedakah. You give tzedakah 1,000 times, 100 times. Of course, we're going in a situation where the person really legitimately deserves the tzedakah and the person has the ability to give the tzedakah. But here we're dealing in the extreme example. I gave tzedakah, and that's it. I'm potter. Who told you you're potter? You're making the rules? Who gave you the right to make the rules? Hashem makes the rules. Hashem said, Nason titein. What you're doing is worse than the person next door who's a stingy, good-for-nothing, and doesn't want to give one penny to tzedakah. Because the reason why he's not giving one penny to tzedakah is not because he's changing the rules. He's just running away from it. I'm a stingy person. I have a nesayin. I don't want to part with my money. I love my money. I don't want to give tzedakah. But if I give tzedakah, I'm going to follow the rules. I'm going to follow those. You corrupt. You think, you believe you're a tzaddik. He at least knows he's not a tzaddik. You think you're a tzaddik and you're making your own set of rules. Such a person is subject to rav me'eros. Is subject to an abundance of curses. It's very true today. A lot of people say, give a big ballet tzedakah, and they're just nasty, impossible people. They think they own the world. I hear a person who collects a lot of money, tzedakah, so he tells over his whole life. And he says there, a certain Bali tzedakah, he calls them a pega. You know what a pega is? It's short for a pegara. I don't know what he does. I don't know. He mentioned one person. This person is a pega. He's a pega means it's like a curse word. It's like what?
A sickness.
Pegara. It's like it's a short for when you meet up with a person who is pegara. So it's used in the context like this person is the lowest of the low. When you have to deal with this person, you bring upon yourself enormous suffering. So he's saying that that's what I do. I collect money for organizations, collects big money. This person collects big money, and he has no choice but to deal with these very wealthy people. And he says, this particular person, yeah, you go to Mitach, he gives a lot of money, but you pay for it. You pay the experience of sitting by him and listening to what he has to say is so disgusting. Just the way he said, oh, pega, that person.
So don't go there.
Don't go, yeah, when you're desperate. Enochnami, this is what the Pasuk is telling us according to the Medrash. A person who decides, that's right, I'm going to give tzedakah and I'm going to make the rules. This person is what it says, Rav Meiros. Next pasuk, last pasuk, the parak pasuk, chavches bekum rishom yisaser adam uva avdam yirbu tzadikim. When rishom arise, then everyone goes into hiding. When wicked people come to power, then watch out. Man has to go. And Achav came to power. All of the neviim had to be hidden by Achav's wife. But not by it was no, 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 by Ovadia, Shim and Shetach. He was also part of those that were hidden.
No, that
was later. Bayasheni. I'm all confused.
That was
the Bayasheni. I'm sorry. That was the Bayasheni. I'm confusing them. I'm confused. That was his. Okay, that was the. Okay, but.
That was
but, right. So this is. So his. There was his wife. That was his wife, right? Who is his wife?
Yeah, it was Shimon ben Shetach.
Hid his, it was his sister. So she did hide. Shlomo says she did hide from Hurdis, the son of Talmidei Chachamim. Okay, Achav came to power, so when a person of Russia comes to power, Yisaser Adam, Uva Ovdam, and when the Rishayim are destroyed, then they can come out of hiding. Suddenly, Yirbu Tzadikim. Let's look at the Pasuk of Chesim Tzadav, B'mukum Ba'is Yukumu Rasham Oz Yisaser Kol Adam. All of the mankind has to go into hiding, Sheina Mehem, Ki Yifchadu, they're terrified Mehem. Uva Eis Yoivdu, Harasham Oz Yirbu Hatzadikim, the Tzadikim increase. They come to the city from the place of their hiding. They're able to escape their hiding place. Rashi, nice saying the Rosh, we didn't do the pre-Rashi, the previous pasuk, nice saying the Rosh, the previous pasuk with Tztaka, Ein Machsor, Laharba, Slow Tztaka, Tzramachim, Eina, Tzramachim, we don't have this part of Rashi, Vechina Rav, Sheinim, Muneir, HaTorim, Mipia Talmud. Rashi also learns that nice saying the Rosh refers to, in back pasuk, that means a Rebbe teaching a student. A Rebbe should not think that by teaching a student he's going to lose out. Adarabba, Talmidai, Yoiser Mikulam. Rav Moshe, many of them said that just like there's a mitzvah giving stock with your money, there's a mitzvah giving stock from your time. The time that you have during the day that you spend learning should not be all for yourself. You should give 10% of that time that you learn for yourself to learn with other people who know less than you, who need your help, to tutor children. It's a very big thing today. Today they find over and over the biggest success in schools is the private tutoring. And in fact, in some schools they collect enormous amounts of money to hire basically almost everyone that needs, which sometimes can be almost everyone, private tutoring, one-on-one, in addition to the classroom. I remember I read Rav Chaim Siegel, in Chaim Berlin, so he himself raised enormous amount of money, and he had a lot of tutors, a lot of private tutoring for a lot of boys to help them out, and it was very successful. I know it's very true, this idea. So a person has to give, so it doesn't have to only be for money, it can also be for free. And a person has an obligation to give up of his time 10%. You're not going to lose out. Hashem will make up the time and make up the chachma. Lo, will not. And a person that makes believe does not see. Rav Meiros, very scary thing. There's an abundance of curses. Okay, now the last pasuk, there is no Rashi, but there's a very beautiful medrash. Bekum Rishayim Yisaser Adam. This is a very interesting idea. Who does this pasuk refer to? Esav and Yitzchak. When Esav came into this world, when Esav went out to a Tarbasra, it coincided with Yitzchak Avinu going blind. So that we assume, we know the multiple midrashim that why did they become blind? Because the malachim cried, tears went to his eyes, or because of the smoke, the ketores of his daughter-in-law. But there's another midrash that says that he should not be seen in public. A person who's blind, especially in ancient times, before they had all of these new things for Baruch Hashem in this generation, for the people who cannot see well, they were homebound. They did not leave their home. They can't walk in the streets. The world was not set up for blind people. So when Yitzhak became blind, he didn't leave the house. That was a blessing in disguise. For why? Because if he would be out in the street, people would say, oh, you know who this is? The father of the mafia. Esav was Yotzei L'tar B'sra, and it would be a very big Chil Hashem. They would look, oh, Yitzhak.
First godfather.
Yeah, that's what they said. That's exactly what. Therefore, Patichohena Einav, his eyes were blind. Why? Meiros. We simply translate it to mean that his eyes could no longer see. Doesn't need to say that. All it needs to say is Vatichena Enof. His eyes were heavy, meaning he was blind. What's Meiros? So that he should not be seen. He should remain locked up in the house, in the basement. Because if he walks into the street, people are going to curse him. They're going to curse him. Who knows? Maybe their curse will have an impact upon Yitzchak Avinu. And then the curse for cursing is even worse. And who knows? There's a trickle-down effect. Better stay home. No one should see you because of Esav HaRasha. And the same thing is true with regard to Achia HaShiloini. Achia HaShiloini also, I think Chazal said he was blind and he was homebound. Why? Because who is his Talmud, Achia HaShiloini? Yeravam ben Nevat. Yeravam ben Nevat, the Ish Mashches. He was once his Talmud in Cheder. Who's the Rebbe? You know, today it's such a big thing. Today you can't survive in the yeshiva world unless... It's a very common complaint. Who's his Rebbe? You can't be your own man. There's certain Rabbanim who are their own. They are geniuses. They're extremely brilliant. And people, they don't attract a following, a strong following from the yeshiva world. And when you ask them why not, someone once said it to me, he doesn't have a Messiah. He doesn't have a Messiah. He's a genius. He's his own man. He's not a Talmud of this Rav, the Brisker Rav, a Talmud of this. What?
That's what a lot of people complain about.
About what?
About Steinsatz.
Steinsatz. Okay, that's one example. It's a very big problem. Is there truth to this? I don't know. Not for me to judge. But people sort of have a satisfaction when, oh, he has the Messiah. He has the Messiah from someone else. And that's what the Pasuk of here says, Bekum Rishaim Yisaser Adam, that when the Rishaim rise, Yisaser Adam, because people are always looking to the roots. Where does the person come from? If they see the same way that works in the positive way, when it comes to a Talmud Chacham, it works in the negative way as well. When it comes to a Rasha, where did he get his upbringing? From this person, curse be that person. Okay, of them, Yibu Tzadikim, when these people Rishaim are destroyed, then the Tzadikim increase. Okay, with that note, we will conclude Perek Chaf Ches. And Mir Tashem, we have three Perakim to go after Pesach and Mir Tashem. Okay, we'll do some Kitzah Shulchan Aruch. And Mir Tashem, I think Rabbi Einemer is scheduled to arrive. His flight is scheduled to come in. Somewhere about, I think, 11:15 he will come. So we'll learn Kitzah Shulchan Aruch until he arrives.